Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales electos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
Yesterday on the show, I mentioned that I had, you know, as on my way to work, I was driving in and I saw a deer run across, you know, a couple of hundred feet in front of me. And I never had had that happen before. And in Jersey, it's like there are deer everywhere. See, dead deer all over 280. So this is new for me being in Jersey for what, a year plus. I just never saw that on Long Island. Rare to see a deer, period, for me, where I was on Long Island. I know that they exist there, whatever, but here in Jersey, it's like they're all over the place. I make a, you know, they're on my lawn sometimes. I make a turn around the neighborhood. They're always there, whatever it may be. So I saw one running in front of me. Then I was like, uh-oh, another one might be here. Then another one came and he looked at me, but he stopped and moved on, whatever. What I didn't mention was the story about a cat. Like, I don't know what's going on with me here. You get skunk stinking up the house in the wee hours of the morning to the point where I called 911. The guy comes in. He's like, dude, you got a skunk. Like, what are you, new around here? You new to the area? I'm like, well, yeah, I'm from Long Island. It's like, it's a skunk. Go back to bed. I'm like, but it smells. I can't go back to bed. I got a headache. It's piercing my nose. Like, how can I? Meanwhile, my wife is passed out. I can't breathe around here. Then I had a snake coiled up near the diving board or, you know, in the shed by the pool. Like, what? Why? Call animal control. They're like, yeah, what do you want it to do? I'm like, there's a snake in my backyard. Come get it. Like, I got people coming over by the pool. I can't have this thing out of here. What's it going to do? It looked at me. She looked at me like I was, you know, talked to me like I'm crazy. Oh, it's a snake. It goes away. That's what it's doing. Sunbathing. All right. Now I see and this is far less dangerous than those encounters, but I see a little kitten. Now, I'm not a cat guy. I'm a dog guy. It's not that I don't like cats, but I love dogs. And cats, for whatever reason, maybe the allergies, my mother was always allergic to cats, so I was kind of, I guess, as a kid, trained to be, I don't want to say afraid of them, but like, whatever. Cats and I just, we have a unique relationship. However, I am a person. And in this particular case, 2 days ago, I was driving to the PATH station, which I do every day. You know, take that, drop my car off there, take the PATH train in the rest of the way. And I see, actually, it was on the way home, I see a stray. And it was a gorgeous looking cat. And for me to say that, like, that means it's a nice looking cat. Because usually you'd think, like, a stray out there in the parking lot in Harrison by the PATH, like, ugh, this cat's probably got hours to survive. But this cat looked like it walked right out of somebody's doorstep and somehow found itself in the parking lot at the PATH station. So, and I was walking with one of my friends. He'll remain nameless because, I mean, what I'm about to tell you is not a good indictment of him. He hates cats and wanted no part of it. And I'm like, well, I don't really like cats either, but we like, shouldn't we do something? This thing's out here in the parking lot. There's hundreds of cars around, like, it's going to be raining all day tomorrow. It's late. It's dark out. And he's like, nah, I'll see you tomorrow. I'm like, all right. And then I'm like, well, like, I didn't know what to do. I got a dog at home, not to mention my wife, who probably wouldn't love the idea of me bringing a stray cat home. Also, I'm in the Cadillac. What am I going to do? Put the cat in the trunk and have the thing go to town in there or even put him in the back? Like, I don't know how to handle it. I don't have So I left him. But I was wearing guilt that night. You know, for a while, until I started watching whatever game was on. Then I moved on. Then the next day, on the way in, I see the cat again. gray, black stripe. And I get a better look at them because it's lighter. It's in the day, and I'm walking in to go take the path this time as opposed to walking home at night. And he was in a different spot, but I could tell that it looked maybe even more like a kitten, a little kitten, beautiful kitten, gray, black stripes. And I'm like, God. And he's looking at me. Like, you know how, and I'm telling you, he was looking at me. Maybe he was a fan of Baseball Night in New York. I don't know. Maybe he's one of those guys on social media. You know, those cats with those little paws, what they could do. Anyway, he looked at me and as if to say, like, bro, I saw you last night. You left me here. I survived. What about now? But I was going into work. Nothing I could do. And again, I felt guilt. Came into work, you know. And then as I went home yesterday, and I was telling people about this that I worked with, they gave me a can of cat food in case you see him. Hey, here's what you do. Give him the food. Let him come over to you. Maybe call somebody. Get him taken out. And he wasn't there. And now, unfortunately, I have to live with the guilt of, like, I don't know what happened to this cat. I mean, the morning show, I'm talking about cuckoo birds, whatever. But with me, I felt bad for this cat. He's a, you know, he's a house pet. Rami, would you have handled that any differently than I did?
You sound like Steve Carell from Evan Almighty.
Why, he did this?
Have you ever seen Evan Almighty?
I think
it's modern day, like Noah and the Ark story.
I'm not into Steve Carell religious stuff myself.
Well, okay, yeah. It's a comedy. It's funny. Oh. I think it's kind of making fun of that stuff. But it's very funny, and he has the animals following him around because God wants him to build an ark.
Yeah, like
and wherever
Ace Ventura,
he goes, there's just...
I have seen that, yes, okay.
Now, it's hilarious, and he's, like, working, he's a politician, and there's just animals gathering outside wherever he goes, following him around. That's what you sound like.
Sal Almighty!
Yes,
I mean, what's going
Sal
on here?
Sal Almighty.
Snakes, skunks, deer, kittens, the hell's going on here? My dog can't leave me alone. All right, but anyway, so I do feel guilt, and I'm trying to get over it, and maybe that's why, like, this is therapy. I know it's therapy for you as well, venting about your sports team. For me, it's therapy as well. I'm trying to just talk to you guys and have me feel better. Would you have done anything differently, Rami? What am I supposed to do in that spot? Do you call somebody?
I don't make eye contact with the humans out here.
Right.
Forget about animals.
But cats are different. No, humans. I mean, come on. No, I wouldn't do that. Dove, what would you have done in this spot?
Is there a collar on the cat?
You know, somebody else asked me that. I don't know. And the fact that
probably
I don't know.
You would have noticed it if there was.
Agreed. Exactly.
I will tell you, like, near me, there are a lot of feral cats. They can fend for themselves. They're okay. You shouldn't feel guilty.
But it looked like it didn't look like it was out there starving. You know what I'm saying?
Did it move away from you as you got closer?
No.
It let you go right next to it?
Yeah, I didn't try to go right next to it because I don't know what's up. I'm feeling him out. He's feeling me out. But the initial night was like, it looked like he almost wanted to come up, and I was kind of standoffish. I'm just like, oh, no, you go your separate ways, little buddy, and I'll go mine. And then the next morning again, it was a little closer encounter, but it was, again, he was almost looking to me as if, like, come to me or show me that you want me to come to you, and I will. And again, I just blew past him.
If maybe you get close and it doesn't move away being scared of you, call a shelter to see if they can help.
All right, but then somebody told me that maybe if you get in the wrong hands, then they put him down anyway. You know what I'm saying? I don't want that. All right, so I shouldn't be guilty?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Is that what we're saying here?
Correct.
I don't think so either. And maybe that's the case. If you got that close, maybe that's why
you're sick. But I could have saved the life. I could have saved the
life.
Cats
have 9 lives, so
let's
go.
Let's hope this one had that. If I see him again, I'm taking him home. BT and Sal on the fan, 888-808-1019. Andrew calling from Bloomfield. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm just calling regarding the, you know, the Giants. You know, one of the topics is, you know, them closing out the fourth quarter, you know, week two, week seven against Dallas and Denver Broncos. You know, especially with the Denver Broncos, you know, you're up 26-8, 5-6 minutes to play, and you're letting up 33 points in the fourth quarter. Like, you can't be doing that, especially with Dallas as well. You know, the game went into OT. You know, and it also plays in with the defense. All the defense has to do is just get a stop. And, you know, every time, you know, the Giants, the defense comes out to play, they're not doing anything. They're
Andrew, have you seen the pictures of Sidney Sweeney in that see-through dress at all?
No, I have not.
Dude, I'm sorry. Like, I know you're talking about the Giants defense and all that stuff, but I was just scrolling here on Instagram. You know, my bad, but good God, you got to check those out. Anyway, yeah, I mean, they have not been able to close out those games at all. Isn't that a frustrating part? Like, whose fault is that? You guys could blame the defensive coordinator. To me, that's on the head coach. When it happens repeatedly, that's on the head coach.
Yeah, like, and I'm always saying the same thing. It's always coming down to that, you know? We can't get a stop. We can't stop the offense, you know, like
it's a team, Andrew, and thank you for the call. We appreciate checking in. Thanks for having some fun with us. It's a team that was built to win with their defense now. That's my issue. I mean, that's one of my issues. Now, again, there are 9 games to go. And if they clean this thing up, see, if they clean that up, they will win some games here. Potentially 5, maybe 6. I mean, 6 again is a little, that's pushing it. But I'm not going to try to lower the expectations. I think 5-4 out of the final 9 games, considering all that's gone on, meaning the injuries, the schedule, everything, rookie quarterback, head coach that's on the hot seat, feeling the pressure, 5-4 to me would be a strong finish. And one that I would say, okay, well, as Jackson Dart as starter, that would make them 7, they'd have 7 wins there down the stretch with Jackson Dart. What are they right now with him? 2-3? So they would be 7-7 with Jackson Dart. Still not great, but considering everything, I would take that. Right now they're with Dart, I think they're 2-3, if not mistaken. Anyway, you get the point. It's not like I'm having unrealistic expectations. Got to start winning some football games here. John is calling from Bridgewater. What's up, John?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. I just wanted to say that I think I really would like to see Brian Daboll succeed. I think going along with what you said, I think if they can finish 5-4, that would be a strong case for him to, you know, have consideration to come back. But if it goes the other way, I don't know. You know, there's been some highs and there's been some real lows this season.
Yeah, and that's why we got to wait until the season is over, no?
Yeah, I think we do. And, you know, if he can do that, if he can pull, you know, get a strong finish, then I think you have to think about it.
Correct.
Yeah.
But the evidence now, John, and thank you for the call, the evidence now is piled against him. That's why, to me, it's going to have to take a 6-3, 5-4 type finish, not just the record-wise, but you want to see how they look, to justify retaining Shane and Daboll. That's the point. The evidence so far, and that's been the majority, like 9 weeks is not the majority of the evidence when you're talking about 4 years. The majority of the evidence is stockpiled against him. Jackson Dart, though, is a huge thing in their favor, which can level it out a little bit. Will the final 9 games be enough success to justify retaining those two? That, to me, is where we're at as far as evaluating the New York football Giants.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them. to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.